This is Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, in for Shelley Delaney. It's about 20 minutes until the top of the hour. My next two guests are here to talk about Riverbend Elementary's Juno Alaska Music Matters program. We have Mrs. Ricker, the K-5 music teacher at Riverbend, and also Calvin, a fifth grader out at Riverbend. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi.
Nice to see you, Calvin. Thanks for coming on the show. Mrs. Ricker, can you tell us a little bit about Juno Alaska Music Matters?
So Juno Alaska Music Matters is a program that starts in kindergarten. We started it the year before Calvin even entered kindergarten, and it's a music school readiness program in kindergarten and first grade. It's currently at Riverbend, Auk Bay, and Glacier Valley Elementary Schools, and we start the kindergarteners on violins. So they receive 90 minutes of violin instruction each week in kindergarten. Then they continue with that during their school day in first grade. So they're learning all sorts of skills on how to stay still, how to work as a group, how to focus, how to control their bodies, all things they need to be successful in school life. Then when the kids move on to second, third, fourth, fifth grade, the school transitions into – or the music program transitions into an after-school program. And those students who continue on violin, and some of them expand to viola and cello. And the program offers also things like songwriting and musical theater and what else did I write down? Modern dance, ukulele, music tech. They get all sorts of great music experiences as part of this jam program. So there's a lot to it. It's a big, exciting thing.
So, Calvin, you're a fifth grader now, but can you take us back to kindergarten? Do you remember those first violin lessons?
Yeah, it was really agitating waiting for her to, like, put pieces on our fake violins like we were earning them. But truth is, she was just putting them on our violins as it goes.
Yeah, slowly you start on a paper mache violin in kindergarten because you can't just give a kindergartner a violin, like a violin, right, Calvin?
Yeah.
They can't be responsible with it. So yeah. They slowly learn how to control their bodies and control their voices, and we add parts, and they learn how to use the violin before they get a real one. Yep.
I have three of them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand you play a lot of instruments, but is violin your primary?
Yep.
And what's your favorite song to play on it?
Probably Old Gray Cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, a fiddle tune.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And what are a couple of the other instruments you can play if you want?
Recorder, xylophone, probably some other things. Piano.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big ones.
All right. Mrs. Ricker, you said from your description, it sounds like this is more than just music. You talked about sort of self-control and body control. Thinking of Calvin's development, what are some things that you've seen him gain from his study in jam and other music?
Well, kindergarten I always feel like is the biggest year to watch. And I remember him vividly as a kindergartner walking in, and really he was one of those wiggly kids who just would roll around and he, like, would not pay attention to what was going on around him. He just couldn't do it, you know, when you walk in and you're 5 years old. Or, like, I think most people can imagine the little kid on the carpet not paying attention.
And, right.
And he though, like, as we have the violin, because they're so inspired to get that real one and to be a part of the group, it's just so much fun. I've watched him bloom. And right now, or up to now he really cares. He cares about when he plays with a group of students. He cares what he sounds, how he sounds, and how he's contributing to that group. And he understands how those around him affect how what he looks like and what he feels like. And that's a big deal. And you know, another thing that I recently was asking a number of the students, like, when you play your instrument, what does that bring to you? And a lot of them, like, were able to say, I feel happy or I feel calm when I play my instrument. And I think I see that with Calvin, too, is I'll have him practice for half an hour and he'll work hard and feel and be like that focus, that hard work and focus. And after that 30 minutes, you can see, like, his shoulders relax and, like, that sense of peace and calm set set in on him. So it's a beautiful thing to see in my own child.
Definitely.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have friends that don't play music? And if so, do you ever say, hey, you guys should try this out?
Yes, to both of those questions.
What would be your recommendation to, say, a fellow fifth grader who doesn't play music? What would be the first instrument you would say they should try?
Either violin or piano.
Okay. How about you, Mrs. Ricker? What's a good starter instrument?
Piano is a great one. A great opportunity that we have in K through 5 jam because kids can start on violin and viola and cello, but they have another opportunity in 6th grade. Our school district is fantastic at providing our middle school students with the opportunity to play band instruments or start again on a string instrument so they could switch to flute or trumpet or trombone. They're all appropriate instruments for the kiddos to begin in 6th grade. Really, the little ones, the best instrument to start on are those violins. But as they get older, you can really start on a plethora of different instruments. It's a great.
All right. So I understand that you have some concerts coming up.
Oh, goodness. I sent you this list. And since then, I thought, oh, my, I missed a couple things. We have so many things coming up that our jam students are a part of, including this weekend. There's a student symphony concert. Mr. Shaw is the conductor of that student symphony concert. It's on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Jack. We have jam kids in the string that are in the string ensemble. So that's one place that some of our K through 5 kids go after they've graduated through the jam program. November 28th is Glacier Valley 2nd through 5th grade jam has a student concert. Our 5th graders are playing at the Governor's Mansion as part of the Cookie Walk this December also. And then we have a Riverbend student concert on December 7th. December 8th is a big thing open to the public. It's a fundraiser that we have. I think I sent you a form about it, and that you may be. It's jam, fiddle, and folk dance, and we're going to have some students performing at that. And it's Full Circle Music is one of our the Greg Berger there, and there are some of our big supporters. They love what we're doing, and we really appreciate them. So they're going to have live music and a caller, and so there will also be movies and card making, and there'll be some concessions and treats for purchase. So we hopefully can make a little bit of money there. It's a community event, but it's also a fundraiser because, you know, stuff costs money.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a long list of concerts.
Yeah.
Where can we see those? Do you have a website?
If you go on the website, JunoMusicMatters.com, they're all up in on that website. And then including even like our Glacier Valley 5th graders are going to be playing with the Holiday Pops. Auk Bay students will be performing with DZ later this week or later in December. And then we have events coming up in January also. So, yep, that's all available.
Calvin, you said it makes you happy when you're practicing or makes you feel better. What's it like for you when you perform at venues like these? Is it nervous? Does it feel good?
I don't really get stage fright, but yeah, it's like amazing, especially when you're done. You just feel like you just performed in front of a bunch of people and now they're all happier and all that.
Yeah, and I think that's another benefit of having the program start with kids that are so young. Or Calvin was in front of an audience when he was 5, and a lot of our kids can say that. Like, I was able to perform, and I was able to stand in front of adults and do something that people appreciated when they're tiny little kids, and then they grow into that, and they don't feel nervous, and they grow up thinking, oh, I can do great things, and I'm a contributing member of my community and my society. So.
And I've worked my way up from that to going on the radio.
Yeah, here you are, right here on Juno Afternoon, Calvin. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
How about your future? Where do you see yourself going with music?
I'm not sure. It's probably not going to, like, really be my job or anything. I'm just going to – it might be a hobby, though, mm-hmm. Something like that.
What do you think, Mom?
Yeah, I think he's probably right. And, you know, that's fine. Like, there's a lifelong benefits to to playing. We have so many ensembles in this town, or this really is a great place to continue to play music. Even if it's not your job, it still just offers such benefits to your health and your mental state of being to continue playing and being a musician, lifelong right. musician.
And if you like fiddle tunes, you'll have no problem finding people to play with in this town, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Mrs. Ricker. She's in her 11th year teaching K through 5 music out at Riverbend. And Calvin, he's a fifth grader at Riverbend. And we've been talking about Juneau, Alaska Music Matters. They have a bunch of upcoming shows, including one at the Governor's Mansion. Remind us of the website where we can see the list of concerts again.
Sure, JunoMusicMatters.com.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can figure out how to support the program at that website
On that website, there's a little button. I think it's on the right-hand side, and it says donate. And, yep, that's right. Today is Giving Tuesday, conveniently. I know when I signed up for this date, I wasn't thinking about it, but the Tuesday after Cyber Monday is always this officially organized day, giving around the world. So if you consider giving to JAM, we would really, really appreciate it. You'd be supporting over 500 students between our three schools who are really – they're developing key skills for life, and we encourage you to contribute to our community or our JAM community through that website.
Mrs. Ricker, Calvin, thank you both for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered it. Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks, you too.